This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tracy in regards to an avocado or multiple avocado. I'd almost call them trees at this point.
Yeah, 4 or 5 feet, I call them trees.
So they're getting there. One of them might have been left outdoors a little bit too long, so it dropped all its leaves. It's still green underneath, and everything's looking okay that way.
Yeah, it's still got a few leaves at the top, but all the ones down the side turned brown and fell off.
Well, I think your tree just it's going through a little bit of shock. I don't see an issue with it in the long term, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was blooming or something along those lines. And
no,
it affected
I haven't ever
it,
seen
so.
Any flowering or anything on it.
Well, and so you won't for a number of years.
Okay.
So avocados, especially grown in containers, can actually take up to 10 years.
Okay.
So
I'm halfway there.
right? So, but what it needs is they need the cool nights to force the blooming and fruiting. So, that's part of it.
So it's not like a blueberry bush, like it has to have like a male and female. It's not it doesn't pollinate each other, correct?
No, that's the thing. It's going to take you a number of years, but the growing of, so growing multiple avocados is going to help that aspect, though.
Okay, because I've got two in one pot and one in the other, and the tallest one is in its own pot.
Okay, so the
and
reason
they
why
seem to be doing okay.
Okay, now so the reason why I'm saying this, is so both of the avocado tree has both male and female parts. So it has it. But here's the thing. With anything that bears fruit or vegetables, having multiple of the same helps each other. If you look at some of the blueberries, just as an example, blueberries, if you buy a Patriot blueberry, it says right on it, doesn't need a pollinator, but recommends planting multiple of the same so they can almost like feed off of each other.
Okay.
So what you're doing is perfect for the others, right?
Okay.
So, you definitely don't need a male and female pollinator for it. What you just need to do is make sure any of the, that it always gets full sunlight. It needs that, that good amount of sun.
Right. I have it on a deck in the summer. Sometimes I think it gets too much sun because some of the leaves will, turn like a sheen.
Yep.
Almost like they're burned. So they're kind of, it's in the sun in the morning and then it gets kind of shaded sun the rest of the day.
Yep.
But they're out on the deck.
Yeah, so what you want a little bit of that shade at the end of the day just to cool them off so they're not drying out as quickly. So that part is, if you can give them a little bit of shade, that helps mm-hmm. towards the end of the day. So one of the things I'd be looking for you to be doing now is looking to see if there's any sucker growth on any of the avocados. That's the growth that's going straight up and down, kind of comes out the side and just, like, does a 90-degree angle north.
I have one that does that, but that's the one that got hit with the cold.
So I would be looking at getting rid of some of those suckers, right? Because that is taking water. It's taking everything away from the rest of the plant. And with a plant like that that's already gone through a shock,
mm-hmm.
cutting those suckers is only going to help it put the energy back to where it needs to be.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I would be looking to do right now. I would be looking at, instead of using the Miracle-Gro, I would be looking at using like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, like the fish and seaweed mix.
Okay.
And
I
doing
used to make my own in Florida, but
yeah. But once a month using that outdoors, not just doing it when you bring it in or leave it out. Maybe sometimes every 3 weeks
okay.
during the growing season.
Okay.
It kind of helps build it up a little bit. I mean, you can use the Miracle-Gro. Don't get me wrong. I just
it's
like
just
the,
something I had.
Yeah, no, and that is perfect because giving it something is going to help it, whereas giving it nothing, it's not going to do anything, right?
Right.
It's not going to help it. So this is how you're going to help get that 10-year span less.
Okay.
Right? By feeding it, taking care of it a little bit. Sometimes if they get too, you know, I almost want to call it like straggly, where it's like too much space in between leaves, you
mm-hmm.
can pinch some of it to promote it to become a bushier plant than just tall tree,
right?
So that's
yeah,
another.
Yeah, when they're in full green out on the deck in the summer, they're bushy, they're big, but the minute I bring them in, they kind of go, you know.
Well, and they're
in shock.
Yeah, and they're going into like, you know, not a complete dormant period because they're still there, but they are slowing down and you're not seeing much growth to them.
Right.
So doing these little things by cutting, you know, the sucker growth, feeding it, you know, I wouldn't use the fish emulsion inside.
Yeah.
I'd wait till outdoors. The fish emulsion is not going to smell anything good in the house.
Right.
You know, but feeding it once a month while it's down there this winter, maybe with that Miracle-Gro, is mm-hmm. going to just help it to get ready for spring and then get it ready as time goes out. But I think you're not going to have a problem with that one that lost its leaves.
Okay.
As long as it's still green around there, I'd get rid of the suckers and you'd be all right with this avocado tree.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate your advice.
All right, Tracy. Well, good luck with those and the four that you have coming along behind it.
Oh, yeah. Happy right. New Year.
You as well. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions in regards to your garden and what to do. The houseplants. Now, the avocado, it's pretty cool. Nice and, I wouldn't call it easy to grow indoors, but it's easier to start indoors, right? Have an avocado. Just use the pit. The pit will actually, can actually grow for you. Now, how do you do that? Well, it's one where once you remove the pit, you kind of clean it off, get any of that excess, like, flesh, they call it. So this is the darker part of it. And then you can actually put toothpicks on the outside of it and then put it on the top of a glass of warm water. That pit should be about an inch into the water or so. You're looking for the dented or dimpled end, right? Put it in bright light. You'll change that water frequently because you don't want it to be stagnant. You don't want it to be bad. But the pit will then produce roots, which will grow into the water, which is cool because you'll be able to see them going. Then it can actually sprout and go from there. Once that glass is full of roots, that's the time when you want to plant it into soil. You don't want to put it in too early, but you don't want to put it in too late too. So, but it'd be nice and easy to do in a nice sunny window. It can take up to 10 years, right? To actually have any fruit, but some of these avocados are actually grown for the foliage because they are cool looking foliage, cool looking shape to it. So kind of cool. So think about it. It's another thing to bring indoors. And, you know, for me, like I said earlier, we can't have a lot of flowering plants in the house. My wife's allergic to a lot of the pollen and everything from them. If it's not going to flower for 10 years, hey, I got 10 years to grow a big, nice, big tree here. So, hey, who knows? Anyways, give us a call with any questions. Phone number is 855-660-4261. And we got about 30 seconds before the break. Now, maybe on the other side, I'll talk a little bit about soil tests, that type of thing. Give you some ideas of what to be doing going forward in the garden or planting inside. Stay tuned for that. No, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Roberta's in Vermont.
Roberta, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. A friend of mine gave me a plant. She said it was a chocolate mint.
Okay.
Small, it's stringy, and kind of like a twig that gets some leaves on it, and then it kind of leaves fall off. She had it in dirt, but wasn't doing well. I put it in water. It seems to be doing better, but what is it? What do I need to do to take care of it?
Okay, so you're saying it's a chocolate mint?
That's what she said. I have no idea. It's tiny little leaves. It's like thin twig, like
do the stems almost look like a darker color to them? Like almost like a dark brown into black?
Sometimes.
Okay.
It seems to do well in water. When I took it out of the pot to repot it, I noticed there wasn't any roots on it. And she just had it in wet dirt. So it's like, okay. So then I put it in a glass of water. I keep the water up fairly.
Yep.
A good amount in it. And but.
So, you know, developing those roots is going to be huge for what you're looking to do. Now, just being in the soil and not having any roots, maybe it had a rooting powder and it hadn't just completely rooted yet and it was starting. But we want
to
get some roots.
Seem to.
Well, what I mean. Go ahead.
It just seemed like it was dying off. You know, it kind of didn't look too good and it wilted. But once I kept it in water, it seemed to be better. This growing long stem. But I don't know.
Have you seen any roots start to develop at the bottom of it?
I haven't yet. I got to go check here again.
So. What I would suggest doing, if no roots have started growing, what I'd like to see you do is make a cut on the bottom of those again. Okay, just a small one, maybe about up like a half inch or so. to try and get it to push some of that, that root growth coming out from underneath. Once it's getting that root growth, that's when you would want to put it into the soil. Because it's, you know, it's going, it's also going through the phases of, you know, the seasons. It's in the winter, so it's slowing down a little bit. But I think what has, what happened was your friend gave you this plant. They had taken a cutting from another plant. It hadn't completely started growing. And so it just hadn't started to develop. And you're putting it in water is a good thing because it's going to help provide new growth and new root system. So I'd definitely be looking to take care of it that way, getting in a nice sunny window. If it, again, when I go to, when I would take a look at it later today, I would see if there's no roots growing, make a nice cut to the bottom to get it fresh. Just almost just like start over. Just snip it off.
Snip it off, okay.
Just like well, just like a half an inch or so. So it gets a new, fresh start in the water. If you have any rooting powder, you know, you could mix a little bit into the water. But those are all things.
I tried to find some, but I haven't found any rooting powder.
Okay. But this, you know, I think it's just in the early stages, and that's why it didn't have anything going. But it seems to sound like it would be the chocolate mint. They have the small leaves with the darker.
They do smell like chocolate. I took a leaf and held it up to my nose, and I could smell the chocolate and the mint. So I'm assuming she was right as to what it was.
Yeah, I just think it's a young cutting that, you know, you're getting, you're going to be able to see the development of it. So I'd get, you know, take a look at it. If there's very little roots on it, leave it going because that means it's just starting to get going. Once those roots start to develop in the water, then I want you to put it back into soil because it's going to need the soil to get the nutrients. So
what kind of soil?
Get like a nice light potting mix, an indoor potting mix from, you know, your local garden center. Anything that is... Yep, you can use that too. That would be fine.
Is there something else?
I like to use a light mix. So just make sure it's an indoor potting soil if that's what it says on it. Okay.
Okay. What kind of, what is this plant supposed to look like when it gets full? Is it like a vine? It seems to be getting tall.
Somewhat. It's bushy. It'll be bushy. I gotta hit a break, so I gotta go. Have a good one. We'll be back.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky has declared a state of emergency because of more severe weather. Governor Andy Beshear issuing an emergency declaration on Saturday due to heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail, and tornadoes. Beshear said it was devastating that Kentucky is once again experiencing severe weather just weeks after deadly tornadoes tore through the state. The United States Army is paying tribute to the late Betty White. In a statement, the Army saying they were saddened by her death. The TV icon died Friday at her home in Los Angeles at the age of 99. The U.S. Army calling her a true legend, not just for being an actress, but for also having served during World War II as a member of the American Women's Voluntary Services. White dying just a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday. This is USA Radio News. The uptick in COVID-19 cases have some schools going back to virtual learning.
With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Federal aid is on the way to help those affected by the Colorado wildfire. President Biden approving a disaster declaration on Saturday for those impacted by a massive wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes north of Denver. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking about a chocolate mint plant with Roberta in regards to, you know, what to do with it. And right at the end, she was asking what type of plant is it. Is it a vine? Is it a shrub? Is it like a bushy? What is it? Well, it's I wouldn't call it a vine because it's not going to shoot tons of runners out where it's going to just go everywhere all over the area. But it can get very bushy and get a, you know, decent width to it. But if you were to, you know, it's not something that. It's not something that I'm afraid is going to completely take over, although some will say it will. Reason being is a lot of times this chocolate mint is in containers. If you were to just kind of let it go and not do anything, yes, it will take over. Anything will take over if you're not taking care of it. So this one is probably better in a container. So just I'd continue with that as that way. So that is some thoughts. I went back and forth a little bit, and I was just kind of thinking about the plant, looking at it at the same time and saying, all right, you know, it does kind of get viney, so it can take over, right? It's something where if you take care of it, it's not going to take over the garden. So that's why I kind of recommend using more of like a container garden for it. Cuttings, because they do grow so thick, thinning it out here and there is going to help you for the long term of it. So look at doing that as well. Now, I got an email, and I'm answering it in between the breaks here, with something that is common out there that people see a lot with your Alberta spruces. You got like a hole in the side of it where it's all brown. Spider mites. Spider mites have attacked the Alberta spruce here and will eventually, you know, that area, all brown, not going to come back for you. So you need to spray it with a neem oil or a all seasons oil. as soon as possible. You could probably put the All Seasons oil out there today without a problem. But that brown area, if you're looking at an Alberta spruce and it has like a brown area where it looks like just the sticks from inside, that's not going to come back. And it's spider mites that have taken over. Spider mites usually are the hardest to even see that they're here and doing anything. So definitely, you know, if an Alberta spruce has spider mites, usually means it's time to replace it, unfortunately. But like I said, if you see it ahead of time, All Seasons oil or neem oil, Mitex, any of those. Now, if you're thinking about, oh, you know, I have my Alberta spruce looks great. What can I do to check it? Well, there's a simple way to do that. Take a white piece of paper. So, you know, just a printer paper. Go out to your Alberta and rub your hands over the Alberta spruce with the piece of paper underneath it. You're going to have a little bit of, you know, brown fall off, a little bit of the green fall off maybe. But take a look, and if you see little red dots on that paper, you've got spider mites. So this is something we should be looking at to try and take care of ahead of time so that it doesn't get to that point where it has total damage. So ways to prevent it, it's IPM, right? Integrated pest management. It's not about just what you spray for it. It's how you take care of it previous and know what's coming. So that's what I'd be looking at when it comes to an Alberta spruce, especially now. See what you can do. Check these plants out. Any of those plants like that that you know that are have an issue going forward, see what you can do. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, I mentioned we'd talk a little bit about soil samples. Now, if the ground is still not frozen in your area, might be time to get that soil sample sent out to, you know, is it Natural Alternative? Is it UMass? Is it University of Vermont? Is it Penn State? One of those areas to really just get it taken care of. Because if you wait until March, April, that's when everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is looking at doing the same thing at that time. So if we get ahead of it, you can be ahead of it for spring. Again, I said this earlier, planning ahead is going to allow you to spend less time out at the stores getting the product that you need and more time enjoying the garden, getting these things done ahead of time, taking care of your plants. A lot of the local garden centers are now done with Christmas, obviously, and are flipping back over to spring, getting spring ready. And those products are going to start coming in. You're going to start seeing them in the stores. Why not pick it up early, right? Get ready. You don't have to spend all that time in there. And that's just kind of what I'm thinking. Thinking ahead. Thinking of what I can do to be able to spend more time in the yard and garden than out doing something else. Now, we've talked about a number of different things that I'm going to be doing and want to do in my yard. Again, I think the vegetable garden is going to be one of them. Although the pressure that I am getting from the neighbors already around here is, I don't think it's getting to me yet, but I heard somebody say something last night. I can't wait to see what you guys do. And I'm like, oh God, I can't fail. But it is what it is, right? We'll, do everything we can, but planning is the way to go. I'm going to have a number of different things out there that I'm excited to do, want to do some lighting. I already have irrigation here, which is a bonus for me. But I'm thinking about landscape lighting for the future of it, to light up some of these things. Now, I mentioned either a week or two ago, I wanted to put a paper a paper birch. Well, a heritage river birch, because it has that awesome exfoliating bark on it. Birches like that are phenomenal looking when you uplight them. It just looks so cool. So lighting is another aspect that I'm thinking about adding to the yard. It's not just about the plants. It's not just about all those things. Thinking about what else you can add to make it look even better. Now, I still have plenty of trees to cut down. And don't worry, I'm not going to just not replace them. But we got to start fresh here. So I want to know what else to do here. Now, I've got a number of my favorite plants. I've got a number of requests. My wife would love to have some hydrangeas in the yard. Not just the blue ones, pink ones, white ones, all those styles. It's going to have tons of sun, so why not? It's going to be interesting to see what we can do. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about 15 minutes left in the show, so we're almost wrapping it up. Had some good conversations so far today about what to do. I think I had this bug last year around this time of trying to do an avocado indoors. I might try it again with some sun. I think it would be kind of fun to do with the kids. Although last time they kind of just said, "Nah, I'm good." But I think they're going to be excited to do it because they're getting a little bit older. They're seeing things. They're seeing plants grow out there. They want to know what's going on out there. So see what we can do. Now, we didn't really talk about this at all today, but I was just thinking about it. You know, a lot of people wait till the new year to take their Christmas tree down, their live Christmas tree. And, you know, I would use it to benefit the plants around here. Cut it up. Put some of them around some of your plants, some of your perennials, your newly planted ground covers, those types of things, so that you can help protect them. You don't want to use it. Maybe it goes to the town. They use it as part of their compost program. You live by the water. See if the beach would want the Christmas tree. Some of them use for erosion control. So there are many uses for it. So just take a look and see, you know, what else you can do with it instead of just throwing it in the woods. Now realize, if you do throw it in the woods, you are doing some good. You can actually help some of your animals, the wildlife in there. You can help protect some of the birds. But if you're going to throw it in the woods, what I suggest doing for the time being is stand it up against a tree or something else, so that you can help protect those animals that way. Okay? So, many uses of recycling the tree. It's not just throwing it on the side to get rid of it. Now, with me, I'm going to recycle my tree because it's artificial and I'll just use it again next year. But that's just me. But the thing is, with these trees that you're putting away, make sure you get everything off. Make sure you get that tinsel, if you have tinsel. Ugh. But if you have it, get rid of it. Make sure it's off. You know, you might think, oh, it can be used as a nest, those types of things. It's not good. Not good for the birds. Not good for any of that. So make sure that's all off. Make sure you get all the ornaments, the lights, everything, if you're going to reuse it. That's why reusing it by cutting the branches is some of the easiest to do, because you can see everything in it and you can easily clean it up. But it's definitely time to take it down. Ours will be taken down today. We left it up for the new year, and we'll be taking it down later today. But it's time to start thinking spring. That's what we're doing. We're getting ready for it. So hopefully we can you know, enjoy that time getting ready for spring today. later on in the week, it's looking like it's going to get cold. We might even have some snow at the end of the week. So take a look, because if snow's coming, you want to do any of that help now before. So that's just my thoughts here. That's just some things I've been thinking about doing for our spring to be ahead of it. It's always about being ready for the next season. That's really what this is about. So you can spend that time out there. I mean, why do all this work to not enjoy it? I want you to be able to enjoy it. So we're going to head to a break here. Then we'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. Only one segment left in the first show of the new year. And we will wrap it up. And then, again, we'll be back next week. We'll continue every Sunday. So we'll be here. We'll wrap up in a few minutes. We're going to take that break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Coverstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to get right back into the lines. So, Nathan, who's on the line for us?
Kathy's in New Hampshire.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I just have a quick question.
Sure.
Is it possible to grow a lemon tree from a lemon seed?
From a lemon seed?
Yes.
It's possible. I mean, anything's possible. I think some of the easiest ways to grow lemon trees might be from some cuttings. I think that's probably the easiest way to do it. Maybe let some of the growers do it themselves, but... I don't know. I personally, I mean, you can grow it from a seed, right? What you're trying to do is you're actually trying, you're trying to almost root it prior to getting it there. And the best way to do that would be to, wrap the seeds in like a moist paper towel.
Yeah.
Right? Seal them in a bag. Put it in like a warm... I'm sorry?
And keep it moist?
Yes.
Paper towel?
Yeah, you'll place it in a bag in like a warm area where it's not going to get tons of sun.
Uh-huh.
About 2 to 4 weeks from then, you'll start to see some roots. You will start to see a few roots from it. So that could be part of it growing. Once that happens, right, that's when you're going to want to put it into soil.
Okay.
You don't want to put it in prior.
I don't put it in the sun. I just put it in a warm place.
Yeah, I mean, you can put it in the sun, but it's not looking for full sun. You're looking for, like, a warm spot. You're basically, okay, what you're doing is you're creating, like, a little greenhouse inside it.
Okay.
Yeah. From there, so once you've sprouted them, then you want to get a pot, you know, about 3 inches in diameter, 5 inches tall. That's where you can get them started.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
And from there, I got a couple other things. I want to make sure we do, you know, help you with everything. Get like a nice light mix of soil in there. So you can make sure what you want to do though. Once you are removing the paper towels from in the bag and everything, just make sure when you remove the paper towels from each other, you do it gently, because sometimes if they have roots growing out, they can get into that paper a little bit, right?
Yes.
So we don't want to rip the root off, because then it's just shocking it, right, and almost no good.
Okay.
From there, you want to make sure that water stays pretty damp until you got about, you know, 6 inches of growth and maybe like 4 to 6 leaves.
Uh-huh.
After that, then you kind of let it dry out in between waterings. You don't want to, you know, keep it wet. You want to keep it wet at first so that it stays that way. You can put it in like a grow light or in a full sun window at that point. But those are just a couple of keys to do it from start to get it to start to grow. Okay.
Okay. Do you know how many years it would take to get the fruit?
I want to say it can take between 7 to 10 years. I'd have to double check myself. But usually, it can take a little bit less depending upon how well it grows in the sun. You know, if it's getting some good growth, if it doesn't have anything, but you could see it maybe like 5 years or maybe even a little bit less.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Kathy, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to wrap up the show here. I appreciate everybody calling. We did have somebody asking about Meyer Lemons, combination of a lemon and an orange. Good stuff. We can try to talk about that next week and give a little bit information on that. But I will say, you know, everybody who's called, I appreciate it. Some good questions. We will be back next Sunday, so stay tuned. And, you know, give us a call next week. Remember the number, 855-660-4261. Until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. See you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.